In a world where Toku fans are easy and the wrong figure arts are released for retail, three man children stand not quite shoulder to shoulder with their trusty spray can at their side, united across timelines and space against the congealed, grimdark 90s inspired hordes. Shuku and Shinobi, Dossum Rifle, Jedi Mom, Aerosol. Their mission, to bring you the latest Toku news in the craziest way possible. Riders, Rangers, and Rambles Season 4. If you don't listen to this show, you don't know anything about Tokusatsu.
Hello, welcome to our Season 4, Episode 35.
Just filling out, Gaim. This is the filler episode of the podcast. Lol. We're just going to drag this out. Good thing it's not episode 34, though. We should have just done it Final Fantasy style and titled this 34 Part 2. Why not just call it 14 instead of, 13-7? Why don't you just make it the next number? You're already high enough. Sorry.
Season 4, episode 34-2. 35.
And then the next week, the real 35. Super confusing.
Man. Like, throw off my entire thing.
That might be a thing at some point. You never know. There could be a week where I'm dry for ideas. That happens often lately. I'm seriously running on Gaim puns.
That happened last week.
Yeah, it did.
They just didn't hear it.
Yet again, the ultimate inside jokes. This time was even more layered because it happened on the podcast, and yet it didn't. A man named Lenny Gurgit screwed up the recording. He had one job.
Lenny?
Yes, you'll see what I'm talking about later. I couldn't resist. Classic Lenny. Anyway, what up's time?
Yeah.
Brian's just been balling.
I've been balling.
Like crying, not like being a pimp. I'm just kidding.
Maybe, I don't know. Let's see, I've been doing frequent toy hunts to try to find these stupid Super Mega Force toys, and I couldn't find shit, so I ended up buying things to make myself feel better as I was going out. I think I bought the Tenkai Knight last week, I don't remember, but he's really cool. I got the Titan Ravenwolf, and he's neat. Not that anyone knew, because the one of us died last week, but...
Yeah, Brian, you already told them last week when they didn't hear. Don't talk their ears off.
Yeah, and last week I also picked up the War Doctor Sonic Screwdriver, and I was tormenting people with it, and no one heard that either. But I forgot to mention last week, that you wouldn't have heard anyway, I was going to get another Doctor Who calendar to replace the anniversary one that I was using last year. But the calendar place at the mall didn't have it anymore, so I got an office one. It's really cool.
I saw on their Facebook page they're advertising one today, the 2014 calendar with different quotes.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. So I picked up that. And when was this? This was last Saturday, so it was after the recording. Jeff was at the local Japanese market and picked up GoBuster silverware for me, which is amazing.
I know it's getting passed out at Morphicon. Ready yourself, Aerosol. They hand out silverware and flip-flops. And then Brian won't be able to figure out how to open Easy Sentai Hero packages. You just open from the bottom. Why don't you shut up? Try to open from the bottom. It is easier.
I never thought of that before you said it. Like, I felt so stupid. I bought a couple Skylanders. I'm mostly focusing on the swappable guys right now as opposed to everyone else. But I've been picking those up. I picked up a couple
ones are really
more
fun.
Disney Infinity guys. Since all their exclusivity is breaking, so now you can buy them everywhere. And Toys R Us had 3 for $30, which was pretty good, so... I won cards from a Ranger Crew contest, and they got here today, and I was not expecting to have this many cards. And it kind of took me aback, but it's really cool. I got a small stack of LBX cards, which I didn't even know existed. But they're really cool, and like I got three huge stacks of Gombaride cards, so my Gombaride collection like increased like 300-fold. But
Gombaride, they're still going.
It's Gombarizing now. God,
I forgot. It's the same thing.
But anyway, on my hunt today, I did end up finding the figures and the Zord armors, so I picked those up. I haven't even opened any of them yet, but I have them. And I should be getting my CS Toys box soon. That's got a bunch of lock seeds and stuff in it. I was expecting to have my AmiAmi box by now, but I haven't got word that Oki got it yet. So I have no idea what he's doing.
Surfing with his pink hair.
Surfing and having pink hair. But I was expecting...
Quiet in the background.
I was expecting, yeah. Cat's family's here.
Oh. Awkward.
A little bit. Yeah, it's been a long night, but oh my god, the laughter. Anyway.
Oh, son of a bitch. Oh, shit.
Huh?
I was temporarily displaced in time.
Okay.
The call dropped for a millisecond. Didn't hear my comment about Cat's mom being a blimp. Did you get it?
What? Yes.
Never mind.
No. Maybe. I don't know.
That's a no.
I'm trying to listen to two conversations at once.
Okay.
Yes. I doubt anyone can hear that, but it was really funny. But yeah, that's it. Waiting for packages and looking for keys. That's my life right now. Meh. Oh, there he is.
I just kept screaming until I got in. That time I reset my internet on purpose. Oh, dear lord. We're screaming.
Okay.
Oh. Are we still recording?
Yes. I'm done. I forgot. You didn't hear me say I'm done.
Oh, okay.
I apologize.
Sorry.
I apologize. Yep. It's one of those nights.
Okay. My turn. Let's see. I did find Super Mega Force stuff earlier. Ryan seemed to be a tad upset. I have some funny stories around it, though. So the first batch I found all the figures and like two of the key sets, Samurai and Megaforce, and I had Super Megaforce, but I didn't get it. But the funny thing about that was I ended up going to a farther away place after all my targets really didn't have anything, because I Ranger Crew retweeted. God damn it. Really is one of those nights. Retweeted somebody from Colorado that said they saw them at the Stapleton Target. So I went out there and I got them, and for the first time in like forever I ran into somebody else trying to get the figures. Can anybody hear me? Because I can't even hear any breathing.
Yes.
Okay, sorry. It sounded really quiet. I thought I died. Anyway, so I like got all the figures and shit in my cart, and like right after that I was just kind of sitting there like mulling over if I wanted to get Zord armors or not, and some dude just like came up and was looking at everything, and he like looked at my cart and he looked really sad, and I didn't talk to him or anything. He just kept looking at my cart, and I kept thinking he was going to grab something out of it, so I just bailed. So that was pretty funny. I think he thought that I got all the other key sets like Wild Force and stuff, which they didn't have. So I don't know, but I got out of there. And then the next day I went to a Target to try to get the rest of the key sets, and I gave the DCPI to this guy, and he's like, oh yeah, it's in the bag, let me go get it. And he goes and he gets one Samurai key set, and he's like, they only have 12 of these exact ones. I'm like, okay, I think there's 12 different kinds. He's like, no dude, there's like only 12 of this exact one. So I just left. And I went to another Target down the street, and I did the same thing, and they brought the whole box out for me, and there were obviously 12 different ones, or the variety at least. There's a couple that are the same. I think they only have one of the Wild Force Lightspeed and Mystic Force and the other one, whatever. But they have multiples of like Samurai and Megaforce. But what was funny is when he was pulling them all out of there for me, he's like, oh, these are all the same. I'm like, what's wrong with you people? Like, there's a gigantic helmet, and they're all different. But so, that was funny. But at least he brought the whole box out. Like, that dude brought the one samurai. I was like, dude, they only got 12 of these. I was like, fucking hey, they're still making samurai toys. So that was fun. Another random funny story is, because I've still been watching 5Ds, and whenever I'm on a Yu-Gi-Oh! Kick, I always dig out my old collection and just kind of look through my cards and my old decks and stuff. And I couldn't find my old main deck. And then I remembered that back last time I was on a Yu-Gi-Oh! Kick, my friend, when he lived here at the time, we used to just randomly play. And so I kept a deck in my car in this tiny little glove compartment that's by my steering wheel. And I'm like, I wonder if it's still there, because it's been like 2 years. And it was. So I've been driving around for 2 years with the dueling deck with me at all times. If I would have been challenged, I would have been set. I could have done a driving duel. I don't know. I just thought it was funny that I always joke about how everyone has their decks with them all the time on the show to solve problems, and I've pretty much had mine with me wherever I've gone. So I thought that was kind of funny. Other than that, I haven't made any purchases here that I know of. My Omiomi box, I had to email him today to put the Sonic Arrow and Genesis driver and stuff that you got me with the other stuff, because they combined the Genesis driver with Dot Blasterizer GX, which is like on permanent back order. So, because that was in the main order, and I ordered it purposefully to stall for the Genesis stuff, and then they decided, well, the Genesis stuff's gonna, or the LBX is gonna take a while, so let's separate it into here and put your brand new items with it. So I have to deal with that
at work.
Pretty much. And like, everything's so convenient now that you can change your orders from your account except for something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because once it's in queue as awaiting payment, it's not part of your combined orders thing. So you actually have to email him. I'm like, man, this is so old school. Might as well just write him a letter. Send him a tape.
It's really annoying because you can do so much from the menus now. But you can combine orders, but you can't split them.
Yeah.
And it's really annoying, because I'm like, well, this got added here, and I want to just ship what I have in stock right now, or anything like that, and you can't do it without contacting them.
Yeah, it's such an obvious solution for them, too. Stupid Omiomi. But yeah, that's pretty much it, just random toy hunting, Yu-Gi-Oh! Watching, rerun watching. Little Dead Rising in there, trying to rescue Matt's sorry ass. Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Normally, this is where I would try to segue into the news, but we don't have any news.
No, that's just normal.
Quick, somebody
now.
Pull up a local news site and just read local news. It's been snowing everywhere.
Local man shot.
That's just every day.
Well, let me just tell a story then. So, I thought it would be really cool to go out like a day after this mass snowstorm. And because one, I wanted to look for toys, which was really stupid. And two, my iPhone's battery was shot. Like, it kept doing all this weird ass shit, would turn off randomly. Like, it would be at like 16%. I'd plug it in and it would like jump up to like 40. It was like a bipolar battery. And so I was like, okay, well, I'll go get it fixed because I'm still under warranty. I just needed to replace the battery. And so I kept delaying this appointment. One day I just didn't feel like leaving the house. That was the first day. So I delayed it. Then the snowstorm happened, so I delayed it again. And then the next day I was like, well, the roads are probably still bad. So I delayed it one more day. So I finally set this stupid appointment. I was like, okay, I'm just going to go. And, well, that was a mistake. It was, like, -4 out at the time, and then progressively got colder as the day progressed. And the closest Apple store to me is at an outside mall. The outside mall and the negative temperatures don't mix all that well. So I got to the Apple store, I gave them my phone, and they're like, okay, we'll put a new battery in, come back in about a half hour. And so I'm like, well, okay, what do I do? And I'm like, well, I'm not going to walk around, it's fucking cold. I was like, well, there's a Taco Bell, like, right down the little path here. I'm like, I'll just go to the Taco Bell. The Taco Bell was closed. half the stores in this mall were closed because it was too fucking cold to go anywhere. And so I'm like, son of a bitch. And so I'm sitting here freezing to death. I look at the goddamn sign and they're like, oh, Subway. I'm like, oh, Subway. I go to Subway. I thought they were closed too because there was no one in there. But the... I tried the door and the door opened. I'm like, oh shit. And so someone was actually open. They're like, oh, we're closing in an hour. You just made it. So I was happy because I got to eat something. I thought I was going to sit there and starve in the cold.
It would have been funny if, like, the employee's just sitting there watching you. You go up to the door and think it's closed. And you just, like, sit there and, like, put your hands up in the air, start cursing, and walk away. Like, why did that guy just go in front of our door and get all upset?
Yeah, well.
I also like how after they told you your battery was going to wait, you're like, what do I do? Just look at him with your eyes all wide.
He's like, do you have something to do? I'm like, I guess so. Other than be cold. That's just a thing now. But so after I decided to go to Walmart, because I'm still looking for the fucking Zords, and Walmart's the only place I think that's had them. I go to turn to Walmart, and I fucking spit out in the middle of the highway.
Oh, and shit.
Really, like, I panicked, because it was the first time that ever actually happened to me. And so I go to turn, and the whole car just goes horizontal, goes in the snowbank. I'm like, oh, son of a bitch. Thankfully, it was just, like, ice, and I wasn't really stuck. So I just, some guy was nice and stopped and let me back out. And so I go into Walmart. There was nothing at Walmart. Then I went down to the Target. I found the Digi action figures, which I forgot to mention. So I found those. And then I went down to the other Target. They didn't have anything either. So I'm like, okay, there's one more Walmart. As I'm going to that Walmart, I spin out again.
This toy hunting is dangerous.
And then that Walmart had nothing. So I was out for, like, an extra 2 hours because I couldn't go, like, much faster than, like, 20 miles an hour. Down a speed limit of 55. And that was just obnoxious. I spun out twice and was there going, what the fuck do I do, man?
What do I do? Do I just, like, put my hands on my ears and panic?
And then I had to go down to the grocery store the day before, and that was, like, right after the massive snowstorm, and it was still snowing at the time. Some fucker rear-ends me. I wasn't having a good driving experience, but there was no damage or anything. We just looked at him and was like, it's all good, man, and we left.
Was he black?
No.
He was no black when I
said, no one actually said that. I'm just paraphrasing.
Oh. Okay, well, when you told the story, I pictured an African-American male, just so you know.
Okay.
He was wearing a chain.
Got it.
And an oversized hoodie.
So, yeah, that was my experience. Fun story, right?
Instead of news time, we got story time. Spin out.
It was really
That
awful.
Was a super mega spin out.
Oh, Lord.
I'm sorry.
Why did you do this?
So, now that Brian's second one-ups are done...
The
Should
sequel.
We move on to superhero time?
Yeah, I guess so. I figured he would be here by now, but well.
Yeah, well, he's not. What? I just looked this up. Oh, okay. It's Gary Huger episode 43, which I'm not doing a summary of. Basically, we have marital issues.
I like how that kind of leaves it vague for anyone, like, trying to figure out what the episode's about.
Who's having the marital issues? Oh my god, is it Amy?
You know what I didn't know?
If you're listening to this, you should know, unless you're Kiefer.
Unless you're Kiefer.
This is true.
And let me guess, I'll say, Gaim sounds pretty good, as does Kyojuger. On to whatever the next topic is, I actually know what you're talking about. Sorry, I couldn't resist. You don't have to review this segment, Kiefer, since you don't really know what we're talking about. We don't even know what we're talking about right now. One thing I didn't know is I didn't know that, what's-his-name's parents were, like, Dinah Black and Dinah Pink or something like that.
Oh, really? I thought I remember reading that when he showed up the first time.
I saw someone post a little image of when, Soji was running off and transforming, and then, like, they juxtaposed it with, like, images of them as the Dino Rangers or whatever, Dynaman, and I was like, oh, that's neat, I guess. because I don't really recognize anybody old. Imagine if that happened in PR. Just fat Austin St. John rolling up, you know, the blood of people from Tahiti in his hands or whatever, wherever it was, you know, Thailand. Anyway, to the episode itself, somebody say something intelligent.
I actually really enjoyed this.
It was cool. I liked it.
Okay, to do Kevin's line.
Considering we're on the sort of wrap-up for Cure User, this is probably the last focus we'll get on Soji. And I liked it. I thought it was a nice little wrap-up to his, I guess, little arc. He doesn't really have much of an arc, but he's had several episodes dealing with his swordsmanship and his family and his parents' breakup and stuff like that. So I thought it was nice. I thought it was a nice way to kind of put a cap on that.
Yeah, I found it to be enjoyable. I thought it really funny the way I said that. I didn't mean it to sound like that.
Yeah, I found it to be enjoyable.
I like how in the middle episode he was like, oh yeah, I stayed with my dad for some reason. I don't fucking know what that was. And, like, later he remembers, oh yeah, because he was a lonely bastard. I forgot about that. It just seemed funny that he would forget that because he didn't seem that little. Like, if he was like 3 or something, I'd be like, okay. And it was pretty funny seeing Torin dress up as Shotaro. That was fun. I mean, I thought it would have been funny if the little, like, white or blonde streak in his hair, blue when he heard, sensed, I almost said Gedoshu. What could they call it? Devas. I thought that would have been funny, because he's like, oh, my senses don't work when I'm in human form. I thought it would have been funny for his little hair to move.
I was actually kind of curious about that when you said that, because he mentioned that it was just an illusion. That it was just that the humans saw him as human. So I'm like, why would that affect you? So I was actually kind of curious whether or not that has something to do with the new villains that we're going to be getting.
I didn't even think about that because I'm an idiot. I didn't even think about the fact that Torin was naked the whole time, just like the Doctor. Only Clara knew, and she wasn't even in this show. But I didn't even think about that. It was literally 5 minutes between when those two things happened, and I already forgot his explanation. That sounds about right for me. This is a completely random thing to mention, but the name Trinity Strazer kind of sounds like an LBX to me. I just thought they said it really dramatically several times, and I'm like, you know, that sounds like an LBX. Trinity Strazer, attack function. Whatever. Super cooking.
I like his name is Tori.
My name is Tori. He messed up at first, and then he's like, oh, fuck it, I'll just go with it. I'm Tori. I like to surf. go Blake, whatever.
To surf and assist the Go Buster. Damn it, I ruined the fucking joke. Here I am mentally saying, don't say Go Busters, and I said Go Busters. I meant Mythbusters. Fuck it.
That's probably why it happens.
Stupid Busters. I'm so mad.
I was just going to say something else. Damn it, I lost it.
I also really enjoyed the action in this episode. There wasn't too much of it, but the action scenes with, like, Green coming in and kind of saving the day were pretty cool.
Yeah, they were like Koichi Wirefu stuff. I don't know if he was in it, but it seemed like that.
Death and took names.
He like literally jumped really high in the air and jumped down. He's like, fuck all y'all. Sweet. I do think it's kind of funny how seemingly he was able to master the technique after getting over his mother issues. Or his family issues. Like, finally, I'm free to spread my wings, literally. Well, he got wings.
I think it had more to do with him realizing, you know, why he stuck around to begin with.
Yeah, I know. It just seemed funny that way.
Wanting to keep his dad from sorrow and stuff. And it, you know, that being sort of what led him on the path of being a dinosaur dude.
I like how you put that, dinosaur dude. Suddenly I'm thinking of We're Back for some reason.
You're always thinking of We're Back.
That's true. I always got those jokes ready. I haven't been able to find one this year. all year long, waiting for a we're back joke. Never made it.
Well,
but yeah, it was a good.
Well, no, I was going to say we did have a we're back joke in the title.
Did we? When?
Yeah. I don't know the specific number of it. I just know we had.
No, I mean like what was it? I don't remember.
It was just a we're back joke. I think it said like we're back.
Episode 25, we're back joke. Sorry. I want to use that now. Spoiler alert. Oh crap, I forgot I actually do have to do a summary, so I better pull that up. Okay. So, I was thinking we were all easy going. Dawson, trying to get rid of summaries since 2000, whenever the hell we started this.
It was another one of those weird episodes where it looks like it's going to be really boring, and then it's really good. Kyoridra keeps having those, and it kind of bothers me. Because, like...
Ryan wants more terrible episodes.
Ryan really wants predictability.
Like, I'm not used to it. It keeps catching me off guard. I'm like, oh, this is going to be kind of stupid. And then it's, like, really cool. And I'm like, oh, shit, that was awesome. And then I love the show, like, all over again. Like, I fall in love with the show, like, every fucking episode. It's really awesome.
And in addition to it being his episode, even like it being a good episode about Soji, also did a good job of sort of slowly introducing the new villains.
Yeah, and it opens up a lot of questions. I mean, they're going to get answered pretty quickly, obviously, but because I mean, right now we don't really know what's happening to everyone. With the new guys, because we know one of them takes over Igaron's slot, and the other one takes over Candarilla's slot. But we don't really know what's happening to them. Like, are they going to get, like, absorbed, or are they going to get killed, or are they just going to get kicked to the curb? It's hard to...
I feel like it's going to be one of those things where they're killed, and then they all of a sudden come back in the finale, like, Matumbo style, and then everyone's hair's pink in Brian's version. I think that's what's going to happen, except for the pink part.
I thought Matumbo had pink hair. I'm sorry. Leave me alone.
It's funny to picture it. Because it's his big afro.
Next week, Chaos gets a monkey face.
That's his new power.
Oh my god, now I can't unsee that as a monkey face. He turns into a fucking
Isn't it
baboon.
Called, like Chaos Smiles or something like that?
He's Dayboth.
Oh.
Yeah, like Dayboth.
What's that episode?
So I'm like, what?
Yep, yeah. Just bad timing.
I'm looking at the episode title now. It's Chaos Laughs, Destruction's Countdown.
Oh, okay. Smiles laugh, same thing. I'm going to protect people's laughs.
Power Rangers reference.
Oh, my God. I read that title, I was like, oh, God, the people.
Yeah. That's an obvious homage because they're making this dino theme for Saban to adapt it for the something anniversary of NPR.
The grunts next year holding Tommy guns is a Tommy reference.
Yeah. The footage is unusable. They're going to skip Tokuger for whatever's after that.
The footage is unusable because they're holding a gun. Wait.
Yep.
Completely, completely ignoring random. All the other people with guns.
I like how, well, two things. There's two completely different things, but I still love how people are saying that they're going to skip GoBusters and even say anything about skipping after all of the drama over them supposedly skipping Gokaiger when we learned they can't skip. Like, that, there was so much noise about that. How did you miss it? And also, randomly, the gun thing made me think of when they re-aired, I think it was a Squirtle Squad episode of Pokemon a few Saturdays ago. I caught like 5 minutes of it, and they kept the scene where like Ash got held up at gunpoint by some people in a store. I thought that was funny, because I was thinking, holy crap, they kept the guns in this, but Bandit Keith pointed his fingers at people. Watch out, Pegasus. I'm going to point at you with three fingers. Oh, dear. Toon World. Whatever Pegasus did. I don't know. It's been a while.
Toon World. It's all like the fucking toons, man. They kind of creep me out a little bit, honestly. But
I used to have a master of the clit. That has to do with Maximilian Pegasus, exactly.
Wait, what are we talking about, Yu-Gi-Oh?
Yeah, he also
because
had the Millennium
Clit. Because we're in the creature discussion.
Obvi.
Because obviously, Kyoridra and Pegasus are the same thing.
Your mom?
Alright, should I go ahead and do the summary now? Are we ready for Gaim?
Yes.
Well, at least let him talk about Kyoryuger.
No.
But he didn't know.
I really don't know what's going on.
Kyoryuger.
But he didn't make the deadline.
There was an episode. Soji's mom was there.
Did you not watch it?
I watched it. I don't have much to say. Soji's mom was there. I liked Human Torin. That's really all I have to say.
He was pretty hot.
Like, the episode, there was nothing spectacular about the episode. Except for that. I mean, Dogold was Dogold. He was a little bitch. I don't know.
He got whipped because he put twist ties around his horns. No one has the heart to tell him they're just from bread.
Like,
I forgot that happened.
He's not even getting electrocuted.
They put some green cock rings around his horns and turned them on.
Yes. Remember like, those days?
That's really all they did. I don't think anything exciting happened, to be honest. He was riding Kyoryugen again, and, like, Brian got a hard-on or something. I don't know. Brian was like, fucking riding Kyoryugen.
I used that.
I was like, whatever.
Why would I get a hard-on over riding Kyoryugen?
I don't know, because...
They're riding Kyoryugen. Sorry.
And Dawson probably is riding Kyoryugen, but...
Hell yes.
So Charles Tong just pointed out to me that... The Terra Gordon Bannery in my Zugenchi set DX has a crooked face. Like, how did that even happen? Like, the sticker is printed completely wrong. Now I'm confused. How is that a thing? Well,
first of all, does anybody hear a loud, obnoxious black woman?
I don't know what you're
just talking about.
I always
just
hear
me.
Loud, obnoxious black women.
Dawson, I think that's just your mother.
Kevin's here.
Your mother's a loud
Kevin and I insulted each other at the same time. We like ran into each other. Are you sure it's like that for all of them? I mean, could it just? I mean, fuck.
I don't know.
Maybe it's like that for all of them.
Probably. I'd hope so. I'm gonna go look into it right now. But
maybe Charles Strong's just crooked.
Holy shit, Brian! Did you notice this? Every season of Big Bang Theory, Penny's boobs get bigger.
Okay.
Awesome. How about Gaim?
Okay. Alright, so we start with Kota and Michi sort of recapping everything that's happened so far, I guess, for new viewers. And then they're just taking a walk, talking about not using their drivers for, you know, judicial purposes. And then they get stopped by some bitches, and they're like, oh my god, I've nowhere I've seen that jacket before. It was on that Jive Turkey Keith Justice. And then they try to get autographs, but they escape. That's kind of my reaction to when people come up to me. I just, like, jump over things and run away. But then they're forced to go back when they start getting attacked by a bunch of gray worms. And Kota saves them, and Michi's all mad because he doesn't want him using the drivers. And then back at the Groovy Smoothie, they're talking about all the situation again. And Kota's like, dude, why don't we just go public, dude? Why don't we just come out about this? And Michi's like, no, I like secrets. And he says it all creepy and Michi-like. And then there's some creepy bitch in there eavesdropping the fuck out of him. It's really creepy. And while that's going on, Baron is defeating Kurokage and Team Raid Wild since he's really no longer Kurokage. And Greedon reveals himself to pretty much be more of a little shit. And then he goes to suck up to Bravo. And then you hear sound wave noises. We see Michi and Kota walking again. They're like really into walking lately. And Michi's like, why don't you just throw away your belt? Then I can be the only rider and have mine to myself. And he's like, what? I don't know, it just seemed very antagonistic all of a sudden. And then he sees more people being attacked and goes to save them. And Michi tries to hold them back, but Kota's like, fuck yo, couch! And then he goes Gaim and helps them. And after that, Takatora starts testing the Genesis driver, and he's making some soda and all that cool stuff. And then he tells Dr. Lemon that time for games is over, and it's time to get these street youths off our streets. And then it ends. I thought this was a pretty good episode. I think Michi definitely started to show himself a bit more. I mean, it sounded weird. We talk about all the time how he's kind of
dirty.
Sort of quiet. He's quiet, but then he has these moments where he sort of, you know, comes up with these plans and sort of it becomes commanding. And in this one, I think he really sort of came to the forefront with
creepy.
That Dakota. Because, like, it was really, like, all of a sudden he's, like, really mad about it and wanting him to throw it away and not put people in danger. And
I think he's bipolar.
And I like how, I guess after, I watched this before I read it, but I could sort of see maybe the start of what that interview with the creator was talking about, of him becoming more of a hero in this episode, where Kota is starting to like not really care about the guinea pig thing because he wants to save people. Like, obviously he's still caring about trying to figure out all of this, but as opposed to Michi, who's like, we need to keep this on the down low no matter what, but Kota wants to still help people, and I thought that was a neat thing. And poor Team Raid Wild disbanded. That was a thing.
You know, one thing about the whole thing with that interview is that, and I think it's part of why the show is so good, is that what he said is when he was writing it, he came up with where he wanted the characters to be at the end and then worked backwards.
Is that like, how the Harry Potter chick wrote it?
I don't know. But
I think she read, or at some point she wrote the seventh book before like the previous ones. I don't know.
Like, because what it almost feels like with some of the others. Well, yeah, exactly. Thing each other man says when he thinks no one else is around. What I think happens with some of them is it almost feels like they pick the starting point first, and then they end up hitting a point where they go, I don't know what to do, and then that's when you get all that middle filler, and so it looks like everything's going nowhere because it kind of is, because then they're trying to figure out what to do and how to sell toys. I mean, obviously, the whole time I'm trying to figure out how to sell toys. That's the point of the show. But they said that they get to a point where they're like, I don't know what to do. They base it so much on the toys that they start, like, just stalling for time until it's time to.
More like stalling for Gaim, am I right?
No. Well, like,
they start stalling for time until, like, it's time for a new power up.
No.
Like, he was, like, almost angry about it.
And, but I don't know, like, this show, it just feels like they're doing a little bit of a slow build, I guess, to get to where it is, to where they want it to be. And, I like this episode. I liked watching, like, that argument back and forth of, like, what they should do and, you know, should we use these drivers, should we not use the drivers? You know, Kota insisting, no, we gotta help these people, like, yeah, it really fucking sucks what they're doing to us, but we gotta help people. You know, we can't just let them get attacked and do nothing. You know, and here is him getting double teamed by these fully evolved invests, and Michi's like, yeah, no, you got this, right? You're good. Like, one's holding him down, the other one's beating him. He's like, no, you're fine. You got this.
He got it, though. He killed
he did,
all of them.
He did. In all fairness, in the end, he did get it. But there's Michi just watching, like, yeah, I'm going to stay over here on the sidelines. I'm a bro. Like,
hey.
Sorry, go ahead. You haven't gotten to talk yet. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I didn't so much see that as Michi being creepy or I don't want to use the word villainous, but you know what I mean.
Michi was stroking himself while that was happening, okay? He was getting off to it.
No. I more saw it as him just in the episode in general not really being sure of what to do, like where to go with this. Like, we already had Coda's little breakdown episode where he kind of fully realized everything that was going on, and in the previous episode was when things, I think, finally got real for Michi. He finally confirmed that his brother was actually Zangetsu, and you know, the whole guinea pig thing.
I think he's nervous about facing his brother.
So yeah, exactly. I do think that a lot of it has to do with him not really wanting them to find out that he's Ryugen. He doesn't really want to give them even more information, I guess, when since he sort of deduces that they are, you know, collecting the information every time they transform. So I don't know. I didn't see it as Michi being antagonistic. I saw it as him being cautious. He was doing it in sort of his typical Michi way, but
he looks like a creeper when he does it, though. I think that's.
I just thought it was the first time that he sort of stepped up against Coda like that. Like he's taken charge before, but this is the first time he really stood up and was kind of.
Yeah, I actually kind of like that. I like that he's sort of stepping up more.
Do you think he was doing it as a way of, in a sense of like trying to protect Coda? Because I mean, he's seen firsthand, in fact, that his brother is really strong and really powerful.
Really?
Like,
and RG
kicks people's ass. And
yeah, I mean, RGP.
Shut up, like 10 seconds.
They roll their R's really funny.
Like, and, you know, and he's heard Coda tell him about how Zangetsu kicked his ass in the forest before. Zangetsu's shown that he has no mercy. Like, so you think maybe he's like, you know, we probably shouldn't use this. We don't want to anger that white guy. Like, he might come kill us, and that might be a bad thing. Like, he doesn't want, number one, his brother to find out that he's Ryugen, because he wants that approval from his brother. And number two, also that he's in the whole Invest game, just in general, he's involved in Team Gaim. Yeah. And also that he doesn't want him to hurt, he doesn't want Mai involved, he doesn't want Kota involved, he doesn't want any of them to get hurt.
Yeah, I
does
do
anybody
think
else
it's
think
sort
that,
of a mixture of him not wanting his friends to get hurt, as well as him just not really wanting to give up on the life he's trying to have, since...
Like, I don't think he gives two shits about, like, the Baron and the others.
You know, sort of resisting being what his brother wants him to be, so I think he is...
Do you think there's any part of him
giving that up
that's trying to protect his brother and his brother's company as well? Because even though he doesn't want that life, it's still a part of his family. And I sort of got that idea when Kota was talking about outing them and trying to bring them down for their experiments. And obviously he's got all these other motivations of not wanting his identity to come out, but I thought that there might be a part of him that's also trying to protect his brother and his company.
I mean, it could just be he knows how powerful they are. Like, he knows, like, Yggdrasil and his brother are really fucking powerful. And they could make you disappear. Like, you know, they bring their full weight. They got all these squads of people plus Zangetsu, and now that we're seeing that they have Kurokage, you know, the Kurokage troopers, so that's more powerful than just dudes with like little tasers or whatever. They can come fuck your shit up, and I think he's trying to keep his shit and Kota's shit from getting fucked up. You know. They don't want to get fucked up. I think that's kind of what it is, you know. We start trying to out them, they're going to come find us. That's going to put a damper on my day.
They're going to find you. They're going to find
you. Run, tell them.
They're going to get our t-shirt. Classic. They're going to get our t-shirt. They're going to know where to find us.
We got your t-shirt. Classic.
We don't need them snatching our people up. That's all I'm saying. You can relate all this back to the bed intruder.
It should be interesting, though, because Michi has lots of different angles that he could be coming from now.
I mean, look at
it. Progresses,
Antoine,
he could change.
Antoine Dodson is a gay hairdresser. Bravo is a gay baker. It's all relative.
It's all the same thing.
Antoine Dodson for American Bravo.
Oh my god. Yes. Yes. 100 times yes. Did you imagine?
What's your birthday? What's your birthday?
I did also want to bring up something that Dawson kind of skimmed over in his summary.
Dick.
Was the conversation between Kaido and Mai.
I forgot about that.
Their childhoods and sort of their
home tree.
They're sort of a mutually shared past, as well as their differing perspectives on memories and such, like how Kaido views memories as being sort of hollow and meaningless and, you know, nothing but senseless nostalgia.
He said, like, nostalgia is just hollow of something.
Yeah.
I was like, that's a really
and
good
just,
line.
Well, you know, I think it's
just a reminder of his, of the stuff that's been taken from him, and to counter that, you know, you have Mai, who views it as being something precious and something to value and something to remind herself of what she wants to be.
I think it's also they're doing that slow, that build up to the friendship thing, but, you know, Kota and Kaito, Mai and Kaito, you know, the whole Gaiman Baron. Like, you know, you see next episode where they're doing the banana arms and they're going to team up against Bravo or whatever. I think they're, you know, it's more building the seeds of that and them teaming up as riders against Yggdrasil.
Seeds.
God damn you, fucking.
Like lock seeds, sorry.
Like a 12-year-old. Dawson's like a 12-year-old. Like, seeds, he means like semen. Like, no.
I said like lock seeds, not semen.
I do like that they're taking the route of having that happen with Kaido and Mai as opposed to like Kaido and Kota. I like this idea of having Kaido's balls sort of broken down by one of the side characters. And I do like that it's not so much a contention of beliefs, I guess. Because obviously we've seen that Kaido and Kota both have very different perceptions of power. But I like that it is sort of done through this, like I said, mutual past that the two share.
I liked watching Mai talk to herself.
Yeah, because that happened afterwards. She got a warning about her future, too.
That chick appears to her and is like, I'm the future, Ahsoka. Beware Anakin Skywalker. And you're like, oh, okay. Dawson's like, I forgot that happened.
I don't remember it happening at all, actually. I'm searching my memory currently.
And they went to the planet with father and brother and sister. And Qui-Gon appeared to Anakin.
Oh, yeah.
Future Ahsoka appeared to Ahsoka and was like, you gotta get away from that dude. He's fucking crazy. She's like, no, he's not. He loves me. He'd never hurt me. And she's like, yeah, he loves Obi-Wan, too. She
forgot to warn him about the show being.
She's like, he loves Obi-Wan, too. You should see what he does to him. Did you see that shit where, like, they've got, like, a death panel made up to, like, kill all the things that they don't want to be canon anymore?
I saw that.
I call it a death panel, but like, oh, all that shit you loved as a kid? Yeah, we're getting rid of that shit as canon. Why? Because Disney owns this bitch now. Disney owns this bitch, and we want to make more movies. I'm like, oh, okay, that's a thing. Fuck you, assholes.
To be fair, movies are better.
To be fair, fuck them.
Reading stupid TV rules.
You're just sore because you can't read.
Well, exactly. Just like Neville's son, whose name I'm forgetting at the moment.
Neville's son? What?
No, Neville's.
Oh, Neville's son. Longbottom?
See, it all ties together.
It's all back to Harry Potter. And then Wizard's a magician.
Anyway, cycling back, I completely forgot about that scene with Kaido. I actually had a ready to write a line in there with a really lame joke about it being home tree. I completely forgot about that.
That's unfortunate. I thought it was probably the best scene of the episode. I like that the episode was mostly dialogue between, you know, the different pairs of characters, because it is kind of a, you know, all of them coming off of what just happened in the forest, as well as sort of transitioning into this new chapter of Gaim.
Yeah. Agreed on who's just kind of being a little shit still and still think it's in a game. And what's his name's trying to make a melon cake? I thought that was kind of funny. It looks like a honeydew. I'm just saying, it's a honeydew.
I'm also really curious to see what happens with Kurokage. I didn't read the spoilers that they put up.
I did. Bravo beats off the fucking Zangatsu now. It's really weird. It's like, oh, God, oh, I love him so much. Dude, you need to stop that. That's really fucking creepy. Like, he needs to get a restraining order on that dude.
I'm really interested in seeing where Greenon's character goes from here.
He's a little shit.
Exactly, and that's what makes it fascinating. It's always the little shit characters that are fun watching.
Like your mom.
And, like, it's so great to have a show where you really don't know what's going to happen whatsoever. Like, there's so many different ways that the show could go that it's not Wizard.
You mean because Wizard and Fourth Air were so predictable?
And, like, predictability has been a thing lately. And it's great to have a show that has so many possibilities and so many secrets.
Brian, I thought you liked predictability. What happened?
No, yeah, I like that you just brought that up with Kiriuger.
Whatever happened to predictability? The Milkman, the Paperboy, Evening TV? You wish your old familiar friends were waiting just around the bend.
I hate everything.
Everywhere there's a fuss, a fuss. I miss Uncle Jesse. I miss Uncle Jesse.
Even she wants you to stop.
And no, earlier I was just saying I'm not used to the Latin. Like,
sorry,
I never actually even said anything about predictability.
No, I was teasing you about it.
I know. I'm just saying I never said anything about predictability.
Brian, don't cry now. I know. We just hopefully play at each other, but sometimes it gets hurtful.
God damn. Whatever. Well, I forgot where my, like, pardon the eventual Tokuger pun. I had no idea where my train of thought was going with that, so.
Train.
There you go. Sounds like you're about to say something really offensive about disabled people.
You're going to talk about how future Ted Mosby loves to clean and vacuum and give hugs.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know, but it's such a great show. It really is. And I like reading the interviews because, like, he put so much into, like, the writing of the show that it really shows. I know he's not, like, pulling a Sanjo and doing, like, everything himself.
He has had a major hand in the writing of every episode so far, though.
Oh, yeah.
There's very few episodes, actually, that he's had a co-writer. But he has headed everything.
And, like, that's just, that it's a great thing. I like seeing that in the shows lately. Because
it's made them good,
yeah, it makes everything coherent and together and purposeful.
And consistent.
I also like how he talked about wanting to get the timing right for the power-ups and not just releases when it releases. Like, he wanted to make sure it was right.
Yeah. Like, oh, that would clash with the Christmas toy sale, so we delayed the show.
Not to mention my outfit.
So we made Wizard have a stupid crossover.
So we just said, hey, DK, what are you doing? He's like, nothing, man.
Sitting here playing 3DS.
I've just been walking around town taking pictures pretending I really am DK'd.
What are you doing, DK? I'm bumming around Thailand, buying some bootleg DVDs.
Beaten up by Jason David, not Jason Frank, the other one.
Austin St. John.
Yeah, he's the one that beats up people.
Killed a guy on his birthday.
It's always one too far. Like, the birthday thing just made it completely unbelievable. Like, how did he know? Like, after he killed him, did everyone just start singing happy birthday? Did they wheel in a cake and it was really awkward afterwards? Happy birthday. Oh, fuck, that guy's dead. What'd you do? Smurfin time. Man, what a great leader.
That's what makes you a great leader.
It's like a four-layer joke. Oh, his voice.
And now, Champ Kind of Sports.
I like the concept of a four-layer joke. It's like a fucking, like, cake.
Dip. I like how you go cake, I go dip. Cake makes more sense because of the birthday, but you might also have dip, like, at a birthday party, so.
Why would it be dip?
Well, because there's a thing like a seven-layer dip. You never had layer dips?
No.
Wow. Well,
are you retarded?
I don't think it, but
I've seen it before. It's totally a thing.
He's agreeing with you. Don't yell at him.
Well, I'm not used to not yelling.
Tony Danza's scrotum.
Wow.
Ryan, it sounded like you're about to insult some people.
Why is that a thing? You keep saying that. Am I just insulting everyone today?
Yes.
Well,
no, you're supposed to. I mean, it sounded like it.
I don't know. It feels like Dawson's trying to set you up for something. I don't know. That's just the impression I get.
Feels like
I'm not falling for your Jubu shenanigans.
Ryan, you just made a Sand Jews joke, like, I don't know, 2 hours ago.
That is right. I hate them Sand Jews. How on earth can you say something so ridiculous and evil, me?
Probably because you're using that Down syndrome voice, to be honest. I thought you were going to throw a trash can at me at one point.
Oh, dear. So now it's time for ramble time.
We got nothing!
Oh.
We both had different bits. This is the segment where we will prattle on for 25 minutes about nonsense because we struggle to find anything of substance.
25?
I just picked a random number that was shorter than usual.
No, see, I already set your limit.
What is it?
It's 5.
Oh, okay.
I told Brian before we started. We'll
God.
Give 5 minutes.
So what's everyone's favorite bread? Pumpernickel? Rye?
Ow.
See? He was hurt by the stupidity of that.
My favorite bread is white bread. Because I'm...
I knew Brian was white trash. Yeah. We're talking about handicapped people, sort of. Why are there so many handicapped spaces in front of the stores? Seriously, they're never used.
I mean, that is true, to be honest. Like, not to be mean to the handicapped people, but they get a lot of spaces.
Not to mention, they get to roll in a seat. We have to walk.
Okay, that's a little much.
I used to get to use those stickers.
Wait, you used to use a wheelchair?
No, I used to get to use one of those stickers.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, because like, you got in a street fight, and then you got your leg placed in metal, and you became Wolverine. I remember this story. That's clearly what happened.
I wish I was Wolverine.
Don't we all? You could just heal and be in a bunch of movies and look the same in all of them. Speaking of Wolverine, how about that non-existent X-Men cartoon we got? We got nuts.
I didn't know what to say because I didn't know what cartoon we were referring to.
There's no cartoon. That's why
it
was. That's the bit.
Never mind. That's not what I meant.
Well, okay, if I could start sort of a new topic off that. What kind of superhero cartoons would you guys like to see that aren't around right now?
Anything that doesn't suck?
There we go. Conversation over. There are literally no good ones right now that are like from traditional franchises that I can think of.
Just have Young Justice and Green Lantern back?
That would be great.
Because that'd be fine.
Sorry.
What?
No, I cut you off.
Did you? I'm sorry.
Oh, well, you stopped suddenly. I thought I...
Arisa and I usually clash, and then we both apologize and are silent, waiting for the other. And in this case, Brian's just like, what? Why'd you just bump into me like that, bro? Anyway.
I was just going to say that it'd just be nice in general to see a show from DC again that isn't Teen Titans Go.
It really would.
How is that still on? Batman's not.
Kids love it. To be fair, Batman was only okay. He's the king of okay.
Yeah, but it was still something to watch.
The crappy thing about the Marvel cartoons right now is that formula of Ultimate Spider-Man and whatnot is sort of working for them, so I don't think we're going to get anything different, which is really annoying. So if they decide to make another cartoon for anything of the movies that are coming out, it'll pretty much be that formula, which is really annoying because all three shows are pretty terrible. I'm still mad the Spectacular Spider-Man was canceled. Greg Daniels just keeps making awesome shows and then getting them killed.
It's kind of hard to suggest to any sort of like superhero cartoon that we haven't seen because, I don't know, I feel like all of the ones that would work have already been done. I don't know, because I wouldn't mind seeing another Justice League kind of.
They should do a Justice League based off the Justice League that was in Young Justice. It'd be nice to see some Marvel shows that were like Spectacular Spider-Man or Wolverine and the X-Men was really good. Was I the only one that watched that?
Yes.
Well.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Even as hard a time as I gave it, I would rather have the kind of crappier Last Stand of Earth's Mightiest Heroes than Avengers Assemble. I even miss Phony Stark. Let's see, what else can I pull out of my ass? Oh yeah, Paul Rudd was officially cast as Ant-Man. I think that's going to be funny. Well.
Sorry, dying.
Brian's dying.
I was choking.
Brian's, thankfully, he muted himself, so we wouldn't have to listen.
Well, I don't think anyone wants to hear the delightful sounds of death.
Can you imagine how creepy that would be? You would die, but it would keep recording. Seriously. Like, who would? The question is, who would stop it? Would it ever get uploaded? These are the things I want to know. Like, someone calls us, yeah, Brian died. Oh, yeah, but is the podcast ever going to get uploaded? Like, not to be insensitive, but...
I wonder how long it would take for Dawson and I to stop talking about whatever random crap we were talking about. And, you know, finally just leave because there would be nothing but silence.
Silence will fall when Brian is dead. It sounded awful. Why do we always talk about our deaths so much? Even though Kevin pretty much set up for my murder movie. You got to bring you guys down here soon. I read it in the creepy Michi voice. I'm like, oh, I'm dead. I'm going to get murdered in a swamp. I just assumed it would be a swamp.
I thought Kevin was Bravo.
Why wouldn't he be Bravo?
No, I...
Oh, because of the creepy Michi voice. Oh, I get it. Well, because I was thinking...
Damn.
I was thinking because I read it in the Michi voice. I actually considered making him Michi, but I thought it was funnier to make him Bravo. And then making Brian Forze brought that fucking Forze bot out. God damn it. He's like the Toby of Twitter.
What, the gun title?
What did I make him? Yeah. Like,
that's that's a dude.
Oh, sorry, dude. I don't like you.
He's still the Toby.
What did I make Aerosol? I forgot.
Michi.
Oh, yeah! Well, yeah, because, like, yeah, it made sense.
I actually didn't have a problem with as much as, you know, Prita, but...
I thought Brian's was funny.
I'm offended by one half, and I don't know the other half, so...
Well, it does kind of make sense, Brian. You make friends really easily. You just, like, walk... You're like a Katamari ball of friends. You, like, walk through a bunch of people, and then they're all your friends suddenly. I spent years cultivating a repulsive personality. I'm pretty much like Linear Ranger in that way.
It's not my fault that people like me.
It's just funny. That's why I made you Forze. I didn't realize until, like, the second time I read the question that he said Deno onward, because I was trying to cast a wider net. Make them all show a writer so they can be old. And only their only power to fight is scarves.
I like how you cast a wider net, and I was Forza, and the other two were from Gaim.
No, I mean, I was originally casting a wider net before I read it and realized he said Deno and after only. I don't know what I didn't have any picks, but I read the question, like, right before I went to sleep, and then I was thinking about it the next day, and I went to answer it, and I saw Deno afterwards. I was like, oh, crap. Damn restrictions. I've gotten several of those questions where they want me to, like, describe you as other things. I think I had to do Pokemon at one point. I made Aerosol a sunflower solely because of his flower pictures for so long. What did I make Brian? Oh, yeah, I think Brian was Scraggy. Kevin? Oh, yeah, he's your mask. Okay. I can't even remember my own answers to things.
Why do people keep making me think? Like, they ask these questions... That are like, your thoughts? Why do I have to have thoughts about everything? I don't have thoughts. I'm a thoughtless being.
What are your thoughts on Fat Geki's chins jiggling in the promos for the new movie? Dino Buck. Every time I see comments of people like, Geki hasn't aged at all, I'm like, what are you talking about? He's got like three stories of chins. I guess the other one looks the same. Poor Ob Ranger, the middle child.
See, everyone's going on about how he's using a legacy morpher.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
Is he? Like, I don't see it.
I don't know. I mean, it looks shiny, but I mean, I suppose that could be because they have props.
I don't know.
Stupid. Well, I don't know. I keep seeing people fap over that, and I keep people seeing. Wow. Keep seeing people saying they really want Naki Ranger Season 3, and I really don't want that.
Like, I kind of wanted to get figure arts. That's the only reason I want it. I don't even want to watch it. I just want it to exist so we can get figure arts.
That's true. I didn't even think about that part of it. If they did do it, when would they? We start hearing stuff about it.
We should have.
Not the figure arts, but the series. Okay, good. So it's not going to happen. They died. So, okay. Everyone's always like, oh man, they died. The feels, man. And then I just want to punch them for saying feels. It annoys me in general, but then when it's something I don't think is sad, it annoys me like more. Like when Fry's death or the Akiba Rangers or Die Rangers. The feels. There's mud people. And they got really old. Spoiler alert. How long was that?
A whole 12 minutes.
Yes. Yeah. Extended it by twice plus two. But when is shit coming back for us? Revolution's back today. I don't think you've watched it yet.
I watched
it. So if we wanted to talk about it... do you want to talk about it at all?
Sure.
Since, why not?
God damn it.
So it was a good episode. I liked it.
What?
I'm sitting over here kind of... bored, and now you guys get to talk about something because you only now remembered that you have something to talk about, and I don't get to be a part of it.
Now you know how Kevin feels. Shit. Okay, so this one was when Ro found his little dipshit kid in Mexico.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know why, because I always constantly forget how long it's been since the blackout, but I kept picturing like a preteen. When they were talking about him, I didn't realize he was going to be a full-on adult. This is just basically a mini Monroe with like a Mexican cowboy motif.
Well, the part that got me is that Monroe doesn't look that old.
Yeah, exactly. And I guess Miles could pass off someone's dad like that because he was the dad in Twilight, which I didn't realize until I watched one of the Honest trailers for it. I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm never going to be able to watch a show the same.
It's got like a porn stash going on, too.
Yeah, exactly. It's funny. But thankfully, his infection was cured by magic leeches and cutting. How do you cure an infection? You just cut his arm open and put leeches in it. I mean, I don't know why these people rely on antibiotics. Whatever. Same thing. That people... use antibiotics for this, but you could just, you know, use... What'd you call them?
Maggots.
Maggots, there we go. Just sinus infection, just put maggots up your nose. Strep throat, just pour maggots down your throat. You don't need antibiotics. Just maggots and Reverend Camden. I don't know if it's going to be completely solved, but I was honestly thinking he was going to lose an arm. Herschel style, except with an arm. Because Herschel lost his leg.
Probably and then he'd get a... Now, he, like, fixed it.
And then he'd get a hook, and then be all awesome with a hook.
He would just get a sword on his arm.
That's sort of what, in The Walking Dead, you saw the first episode, you saw Merle get his hand chopped off, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, when he comes back, he's got like a sword attachment. It's pretty cool. So he should just get one of those. But yeah, so his hand's fixed, they're all finding his son. I'm kind of surprised at how quickly they moved that along. He's been taken by bandits, and they gotta save him, so pretty much the usual Monroe stick.
They've done that a lot this season.
Yeah. I like how it's, like, the opposite, whereas instead of Mexicans sneaking into here, it's Americans sneaking into Mexico for jobs. I thought it was pretty funny. What else happened? Aaron went off on his own and found that black lady from last
season. I forgot she was alive.
I thought she exploded with all those crazy people from the underground. And you're like, thank God we found you, Rachel. Now you will stay us with here forever. Like all the generations of kids we inbred. What? You must never leave with the pendants. Rachel's like, fuck this, I'm blowing you bitches up. And then she blew him up and went crazy.
Because the last season ended with the whole bomb thing, and then this season started after a time skip, so I forgot she was alive.
Because I thought that all those like underground people were killed by the soldiers that came in with had like super guns or something that shot like magnet bombs or something. They're like supernatural shit or something. But like they would just go around and like bonk and it would kill people. And I thought they killed all the guys led by the random general extra from all the Transformers movies. So I thought she was dead. She was kind of important in the beginning of last season. They'd frequently cut to her typing in her cabin. Playing solitaire.
Playing solitaire in MS-DOS.
I like how Aaron's like, what's the purpose of all this? He looks over. Oh man, it's that season one black bitch. What's your name again? So he's off doing that. Reverend Cam is upset that his daughter's just running around stabbing people for oranges. She's like, what can I say? I'm a big Gaim fan. Patriots have an evil plan to inject people's oranges. To take over the world by injecting these oranges with penicillin and flu shots.
Oh, man.
It was still a pretty good episode. It wasn't as good as the last few before it left, but it moved things on pretty quickly. Because, you know, a lot of times these shows will drag out stuff like this. Like, I'm surprised if this was a different show, or maybe even last season, I wouldn't be surprised if they dragged on his son's storyline for like three episodes before we even saw him. Next week looks pretty good, though. Monroe's going to get whipped. Charlie does Charlie stuff. I don't know. Oh, yeah, I forgot about fucking Neville, who's also in Breaking Bad, which is really funny. Because I'm like, oh, my God, it's Neville. he murdered that guy by forcing him to drink stuff. That's the easiest way to poison someone. Just force him to drink it. And then I was like, God, you're leaving fingerprints everywhere. I'm like, oh, yeah, forensics don't exist anymore. His storyline still separated from everyone, and that Jason kid read some shocking files. I think he just opened him. He's like, oh my God, I can't read. I never learned how to read. I love it.
It's a shocking twist.
Yep. I think that's all there is to talk about.
Yeah.
Turtles is back next month. Pokemon's back in a few weeks for us, so that'll add minutes of conversation. I don't know when Ben 10's coming back. Parks and Rec is back next week, but that'll just be, hey, that was funny. Yeah.
Yeah, that's all Two Broke Girls ever was. Man, that was funny. Okay.
I feel like I'm forgetting something, but maybe it's just because all of our shows have been killed off.
Yeah.
Well, Coral will be back at some point, but that could be months. Coral, the third series about ocean benders.
Got it.
Because everything else, it's kind of sick, because I always have this feeling like we're forgetting something, but the fact is it's just been canceled probably. And like, there's not even anything really that I can think of that is coming out. The only thing I can think of is Star Wars Rebels, but I think only me and Kevin will watch that, and we only get to talk about that once every 4 months when he's here for ample time. So that's like the only thing I can think of that's like on the horizon that I'm looking forward to in terms of cartoons like that. Exactly.
That's a sign.
Okay. That it's time for
The Twitter questions of the week.
Aerosol, you can be evolved again. First question. This is for anybody but Aerosol. This doesn't relate to him at all. Because it's about revolution.
Our first question is from Adam Wentz, and he says, who is the worst speller, Chenix or Keith Justice?
Chenix.
Chenix Justice.
Oh, wow. Oh. Sounds like a terrible offspring of Chenix and Keith Justice.
That was the point.
Okay. I prefer Brian's initial response. Blah, blah, blah. Just noises at
him. I don't follow Keith Justice because why on God's earth would I ever do that to myself? So, sorry, Chenix.
See, the thing is, though, about Keith Justice is his mistakes are almost worse, more so when he reports news because it's supposed to be a news site. And when you're spelling Krugger...
Is it him making the mistakes all the time, or is it someone else?
Not always, but there has been a few of his. He's misspelled Krugger on a few occasions, and he got a slong stuck in his head a few weeks ago. So, but there's been a couple of them. Like, I'll click on the news story, because it'll actually be something I want to see. It'll be new scans, and it'll say at the top, by Keith Justice, and it's got that, like, pompous picture of him with, like, the double guns. So you know it's him, but he's pretty frequent with that.
Got it. I'd set that site right. Thanks, Chenix.
Classic Larry.
All right, the next question is by Chenix. And he says...
Great segue.
If you had other chance... to own a life-size figure arts of one of your favorite Toku characters, who and I... Who does... What is that even supposed to be?
Wait, what does it say?
Who and how disp?
Display, I guess?
I don't even know what you're saying.
Who would it be and how would you display it?
Okay. Well, it would be Brian. It would be Kenji Matsuda touching him.
That would be amazing. Legitimately speaking, Hibiki... armed, because that suit's amazing, and it would be displayed everywhere in my house.
I think I would just have a life-size J and then just do funny shit with it all the time.
Oh, that'd be fun. Just like take it with you everywhere.
Right, funny shit. Yeah, just like all of a sudden dress up in a tuxedo, just go driving around. At Christmas, you just put a Christmas hat on him. You can put him in the Warring States outfit. There's just so many funny things you could do with the life-size J figure. It's a tumbleweed. So do you have an answer for that?
I don't buy toys.
Oh. Well, I mean, it'd still be fun to have a life-size version. Think of the things you could do with their videos. Oh. Kevin's would be Forza, so that he could always do the Forza handshake with him.
Have a video series about you playing with toys.
That's the point. Oh. That's the joke. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Today's the day of explaining jokes.
I'm just sitting here eating cookies.
What kind?
You know what?
Two Chips Ahoy.
You know what's funny is that
those haven't changed on me. They're good cookies.
There was two times during the holiday season when I was shopping for, like, ingredients for dinner with my mom, and I'd pass by the cookie aisle, and I was legitimately trying to look for those cookies we were talking about. And, like, I found them, but I'm like, how do I know? Can I find the old one and the new one? I don't know.
I don't think you can find the old one anymore.
Well, if you go to a really shitty store, but it's like, cookies.
I guess we'll move on. Of Gabutira.
Mini Tira.
Yeah.
A life-size Mini Tira.
Oh, a big one.
Because it would be funny because it would be mini and big. I don't know what I'm saying. I want a life-size Torin. Just because.
Okay.
Because he's a giant bird.
You got it. I don't care about Sword Art Online. Go away. Sorry, that page doesn't exist.
You've got like 5 questions about that I've seen on Ask. Looking forward to Sword Art? That's pretty much how I would qualify your answer.
Well, I don't care, like, at all, really.
Yeah.
All may.
Okay, so TDA Winner asks, I don't know why Twitter won't display the question, but... it's finally a new year... Oh, that's why. No, that's not why. I don't know why. So what are you looking forward to this year? Living?
Nothing. The world is a cold place where dreams go to die. But what are you guys looking forward to?
Well, Morphicon is this year, so if
yeah,
I go to that,
that's going to be really fun.
Eh. Oh my god, damn it!
Okay, well, me and Aerosol are going to have a lot of fun. We'll record adventures without you.
Cool, cool.
But yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And Gaim continuing, because Gaim's awesome. And again, living. Living is good. Unless you're awesome.
Yep.
So, Edgar Quack S, I gave up on fitting this question into 140 words. Okay. It's letters, not words. What LBX from the show or game do you want them to release next, since they are doing Dot Blaze from the game? I really want the Emperor Mark III. I haven't been paying attention to things not in the show. I don't know.
Yeah, neither have I. But I want them to do a hyperfunction Odin. And just any of them, really. I'd kind of like to see them go down the line and sort of just update them, because I know I've heard that the first kits weren't that great, especially compared to now.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't mind at least seeing maybe Odin or like Elsion and Perseus in hyperfunction, but I can't think of anything in show. There was something... Oh, fuck. I feel like there was a couple things that were in the first two series that never got kits that I felt like they should have. Did they ever get a kit for one of the Owl Sentai ones?
No.
I was just going to say those BB birds.
Yeah, I want like a full set of those.
Didn't fucking guy, the guy that has Liubi, fucking his name. Ah, I don't know his name. I forget it. Whatever his name is.
Fuck. Yuya.
Yeah, Yuya, yeah. Yeah, didn't his first LBX from the tournament that was pretty cool never get an LBX release?
His name was Judge, I think. It never got
released.
Yeah, it
was pretty cool. That's, see, I don't get when they do that.
The old guys, the main villain. Not the actual main villain, but...
Oh,
the,
yeah, I know what you're talking about. It was pretty cool.
Kaido Jin's grandpa?
Yeah, it had, like, Gedoshu. That wasn't it, because that's from Shinkenger, but it was very similar to that. Yeah.
Kaido's Jin robot. Son of a bitch. I can't talk tonight. I really, really can't.
Kaido's Jin robot. It serves Jin all the time.
I don't remember his grandpa's name.
Yoshimitsu.
Oh, Brian, you looked that up.
I was reading the article the other day. So technically, I did look it up. It was just several days ago.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it was Gecko Maru. That's what it was. Because I,
the Geico Gecko.
Oh, it was on my post when I posted a picture of Dot Blaster GX, and some guy was like, did they make Gecko Maru yet? Or Maru, whatever. I'm like, I don't even know what the fuck that is. So I had to look it up in the wiki. I'm like, no, they didn't.
It's things like that. I don't understand Japan. Because they usually get stuff for everything, and like they'll have LBXs like that don't release, or not giving regular releases to like Bravo and Kurokage's like block seeds. Like, it just doesn't make sense. I'm like, you're promoting it in the show.
To be like, fair, for Gecko Maru's Maru, whatever, I don't know what his name is, damn it. But his like mold and design on the show was kind of complex. I think they could easily do it now, but I don't know if they could have did it back then.
Judges would have been cool, though, because he became a main character whose story just never got explained. What was wrong with it? He woke up. He's going to do, like, a cosplay tournament and just kind of tag along. We're never going to touch on it again. Okay.
He became, like, so happy and friendly.
Yeah, like, I was looking forward to, because I remember asking you, is he going to come back? You're like, yeah. I'm like, oh, man, he'll get a story. I'll find out what his deal is. And he's like, no, he just woke up because Jin is awesome. Jin stood by his bedside that some of his awesome rubbed off on him. And he woke up and got an LBX. But I'm trying to think if there's any other ones. I think those are pretty much the ones I want. I'm trying to think of other ones they didn't release, though. Did they ever release the one that perverted old guy had? Oh, I forget his name.
The Sakura thing? The little, like, one that was supposed to be, like, a schoolgirl doll? No, they didn't.
No.
That'd be creepy.
No, it was, like, he had, like, a suit. It was, like, a larger sort of robot.
Oh, yeah, I'm trying to remember what his name was. I remember it now that you say it.
I don't remember that guy's name either, but I remember he was like always fawning over like all the young girls.
I almost said Otakon. Oh. That's not right. Otacross.
Oh, yeah, there we go. I almost said Otaya. Otacross. Yeah, because he.
Yeah, really. He was fucking like, stupid this episode. I swear to God.
There's so many characters in that show. It's hard to remember them all.
Yeah.
Otacross. He was like their Master Roshi.
I swear to God, the headmaster of the school in Wars is like related to him.
They're both. He's related to Crowler, actually.
Okay. Got it.
Crowler.
Andrew Booth asks, "Describe MMPR season 2 in 2 words." I see where you're going with this. Is this
if it's 3 words next week, I'm out.
By the time we get to Megaforce, do you have to describe it in 20 words? Because that would be hard to do, actually, because it's awful. I can cover it in 1 word. he says, only Aerosol may use words relating to poop.
No thanks.
Ah, that's
how he actually describes it. No thanks.
That's perfect. 2 words.
Exactly.
white power.
What? Did you just say white power?
Yes. I'm legit, that's my answer. Good, awesome.
I'm gonna say Walking Dead. Because one of those cast members, you know, left, and it was only a matter of time. No, it's good. Fine. I wanted to be as offensive as possible.
I get it now.
please don't continue these questions, because by the end of it, we're going to be like writing a thesis paper on why you know these shows are terrible.
Kevin Phantom Thong says, "Strange question this week, but if you swap bodies with one of your podcast co-hosts, who would it be and what would you do? I have a feeling Kevin's would involve ferocious gangbangs with that homeless dude and Dawson's mom."
Seems about right. He doesn't even need to be here for that. You just answered it for him. I would switch with Brian just to take advantage of the perks of the fame.
The perks?
Yeah, of the fame of being the Shukun Shinobi.
Okay. I don't know what my perks are. I'd like to know. Take advantage of
them. I guess, to be honest, the perks of the Rolling Katamari of friendship wouldn't be for me, since I don't like people.
Yeah. It's not a great skill to have when you don't like people.
I would switch with Aerosol so I would know what he looks like, because I really don't.
You look in the mirror and then you don't exist. Aerosol's like on fire.
Just look in the mirror. Oh, okay, we can go back now. We're not going to know who to look for at Morphicon. We're going to be waiting there with a sign and be like, "Hey, guys. Oh, yeah, dude, we're waiting for someone. Can you, step across?"
That's the part I'm looking forward to most.
Son of a bitch. He's going to lurk around us like a creeper.
Exactly.
I'm just picturing us from when we were waiting for Kevin, but, like, freaked out. Be like, he could come from anywhere.
He could be anyone.
Quick, Kevin, switch clothes with me. He'll get us confused. All Kevin has to do is wear a hoodie all the time during 90 degree weather and he'll just pass as me. If I'm Kevin, I just keep lifting my shirt up and smacking my belly and that'll be perfect.
I forgot that was a thing. I would switch with Dawson so I could take all the toys that he has that I don't have and then switch back.
Brian, you can't take them with you. You're just swapping minds, not
body. You return to your body, and you would explode I'd because all the toys would be inside.
You would mail them to yourself?
To myself. Because I know by the time the mail got there, we'd be back to normal.
That doesn't make sense.
Why not?
Well, how are you judging the time... Brian, I don't understand your reasoning, so I can't dispute it.
I'd switch with Brian and send send me the money he owes me, and then switch back.
Yeah. I got a heating bill to pay, I'm sorry.
Well, you don't need heat.
This is not true. Cold. Honestly, we don't, but some people like a house warm, and I'm like, okay.
Okay, whatever. Just put on your window clothes, you bitch. Brian walks away in his snowshoes in the house. Brian, you realize the snowshoes don't make you any warmer. Shut up.
I like the idea of trying to walk around the house in snowshoes. I don't even think one pair of snowshoes wouldn't even fit down the hallway. That's how narrow our hallway is. Like, it wouldn't fit.
Challenge accepted.
Oh, man.
Anyway.
Aerosol conveniently hasn't switched with anyone.
I'm trying to think of the perks.
So any of us would switch with Kevin and then set alarms. That would be perfect. Any of us could switch with Kevin and just set random alarms all throughout the house that he could never find so that we could wake him up whenever we need it. Or just get a surgery that puts, like, a shock collar in him. So that, I gotta wake Kevin up. Zzz. But then you'd have to get surgery.
If I switch with Kevin, though, then I have that thing that he has. What's it called? Family?
Big dick. Just kidding. I feel like that was what Kevin would say.
Big dick.
That's what Kevin would say. Trust me. That's exactly what he would say. He would just say, big penis. Penis.
Are we ready to move on? Guess not.
Aerosol's still thinking of the perks. Like, he's legitimately thinking about this. We would just do malicious shit. Like, steal stuff. Find out what the other looks like. He's like, I could have a family. Or I could have Brian's fame. Dawson's got nothing.
I was counting the family as a downside.
Oh. Yeah, I would.
That was a reason not to swap.
I would too.
But yeah, I'm ready to move on.
Okay. Let's see. Corey Gong.
Gong.
Says, why isn't farting in public socially acceptable? It is to me.
What?
These are the hard-hitting questions our audience wants to know about.
I really just don't want to answer that.
I'm being for real. Like, you can fart as much as you fucking want. Let it rip. We ain't talking about Beyblades here.
I was just gonna say, this ain't no Beyblade.
This ain't no Beyblade. This is my gas track. I really need to go to bed. Kiefer asks, having just altered my PR display because Jane's sword is too big, that's what she said, and the Shark Spirit Ranger likes to ballerina into everyone standing in front of him, got nothing for that, I'd like to ask about some of your worst toy display collapses, shelf-based breakage, and general weather patterns of little plastic dudes. Let the domino tales be told. Thankfully, I don't have a whole lot. I know Dawson's got a lot. When I had my big shelf of figure arts, there was some bad times.
Yeah.
Oddly enough, I had the biggest problems with, like, the double and O's guys. And they would fall. And it would always be the ones that were on the top tier of the risers. And they would just take everyone out under them. Like, it would just be a nice little domino of O's forms. But it's not my biggest, but it was when fucking N. Doug Vazeba. He fell from wherever he was standing and just, like, manhandled another Agito. And he came tumbling down, and this was when I had him on top of my desk. And so he came tumbling down probably about 2 feet, smacked headfirst into my desk. The neck joint broke, and he just kind of exploded everywhere.
And Dagobah Zeba, Miyutabiyutabalado, the murderer.
Yeah. Like I said, it's not, like, the worst, but it was the worst in the fact that something actually broke. Usually nothing breaks, it's just really annoying.
I've had a bunch of VGuard avalanches. They almost always happen. I've had a few that's because I've like bumped into something, like the table it's on, or like stomped too hard or something. But they're always, usually most always happens when it's something really dumb. Like I'll see a figure, I'll be like, his head needs to be a quarter inch to the right, and I'll go to fix it, and it'll destroy everything. It's almost always something stupid like that, where it's a little imperfection that I want to fix, and it's always the top shelf, and it creates a domino effect, and that's happened to me a bunch of times. I remember one of the most memorable ones, not in terms of breakage, was just I was rearranging them, and I just got everything set, and I like moved something, and all three shelves fell down, and I was ready to like punch all of them like dead, and I just like walked out of the room and like left the house because I couldn't deal with it. In terms of breaks, the ones that I haven't actually physically caused myself, there was wasn't even a big avalanche, but Heat Metal just fell off the table and he hit his head on a picture frame that was on the floor and the horn came off. Climax formed, one of his little horns came off during some avalanche. Everything else was like caused by me. Oh yeah, Shadow Moon fell on the carpet from a really short distance and broke his antennas because he's a little bitch. I can't think of any other breaks. It wasn't really a avalanche story, but a few years ago, actually quite a while ago, it was almost 4 years ago now, but I had this idea of getting wall-mounted shelves because I thought it would take up less space. So I took down all of my displays, and they were just kind of lying on the floor and lying on the bed. And the plan was to put the mounted shelves up and whatnot. But we found out that the wall that I wanted to put it on has really weak walls, so it would, like, rip them to shreds. And so, like, yeah, we're going to have to put everything back. But by the time that happened, it was super late, so I just had to, like, clear off a few things and sleep, like, in the corner of my bed with a shit ton of Megazords surrounding me. And it was just, like, so depressing because I was looking forward to the displays and it was just so much work I had to do for that. It was really annoying.
Yeah, like, that's the worst. Like, I'm in the situation now where I'm trying to get everything situated, and, like, I was saying before, I put all my mech up and then I realized that if I do that, I have no room to display anything else.
Yeah.
So today I took them all down except for the ones I wanted to keep up. And it's just kind of, it's really frustrating when you unbox everything, you put it all up, and you're like, oh, yeah, it looks, oh, God, I'm out of room. Oh, and then you put it back in a box.
And you're all sad. Goodbye, old friend.
Like, I'll miss you so much, and you know, you're just getting put at my parents' house. They got space. They don't need space anymore. There's just two of them.
This is where Kevin would answer. We'd leave respectful time as if he died. Aerosol's got stories of the Gabutira and Friends cast having after parties while he's asleep, breaking stuff like that Batman skull. They actually put the Batman mask on the skull one night.
Hey, so Powerman 293 says, Dawson, since you live in Colorado, are you going to go buy buttloads of pot and smoke it all?
No. That's all I got.
Nice, simple answer. Dawson doesn't need pot to be stupid.
Nope. I can do that all by myself.
You're a big boy. All right, that's it.
Last question was about pot.
Yeah.
At least we didn't end on the fart one.
That is true.
Step it up, guys. I want some really good questions for the next 2 weeks. Obviously the next week, but then it's not going to happen. So think of some really good ones that aren't about bodily functions or drugs. Well, they can involve drugs if it's funny. Like funny drugs. I don't know.
Now it's time for
Final Things.
Final Things. MP3.
So the Facebook question will probably be up at some point. Maybe. Gotta think of one. Maybe I'll ask you about farts. How'd you like that? World. And Jerry had a fart attack? I just want the doctor to say Jerry had a fart attack. Is that so much to ask for? Stupid Jerry should have never saved his life.
Hello, welcome to Ara, Season 4, Episode 34.
Just filling out Gaim. Yep, that's this episode. We're just filling out Gaim. This is the filler episode of the podcast.
That's 35, damn it.
Damn it! All those jokes wasted.
I was actually just checking to see if
it was... Right after I said 34, I was typing the URL in the bar because I felt unsure about myself. hate me.
I just want to put that out there. If the black woman in the room could just be quiet. This isn't me racist, but I'm trying to concentrate. I have to read this.
Dawson hates black women. I'm sorry.
Anyway, no, seriously, though. Is that a real person, or is that something you can mute?
I don't know. It's some kind of a video of something. I don't know what it is.
Let's get rid of it.
These chicks fighting. I'm not sure what they're fighting over.
I don't know either, but it's funny.
God damn it.
It is pretty funny.
I should have just gone. I was trying to make it quieter. Okay. Brian
busting out some of Dawson's racism.
Ruin a bit.
By the hymen of Olivia Newton-John.
I remember the bit, I just can't think of anything.
Trailer, I'm not falling for it.
Oh, so
is Dawson gonna make a forced toast joke again?
Toast?
Yes.
He lived for kissing toast. Maybe it was taquitos.
There, I did it.
Yeah, they can be considered disabled, right?
Sand juice?
When did it have to be a disabled joke?
Because after you said, I can't believe you said that, I said, yeah, I can't believe you made a joke about disabled people, and then I started making jokes about Down syndrome people throwing trash cans at me.
I can't believe it's
not
butter.
No, that was because I sounded like a Down syndrome.
Oh, yeah!
Brian's acting is always, like, that one voice.
Where he's like, you man.
Because that's essentially Brian's, you know, 90s voice as
you
well.
You man.
Brian's
like
acting
how
is
I
awful.
Turn black.
It really is.
Yeah, it was great. Lay down some fat beats.
As Law turns black, I developed Down syndrome.
I can't remember when things happen. I love Queefer.
Hey, look. Dawson loves Queefing. That's good. It's Queefer. Sisters.
Is it still recording?
Yes.
Sweet.
It's Queefer.
Thank God. Queefer has been immortalized.
Oh my God.
Anyway, I was just going to say I love what Queefer was. Damn it. Queefer was retweeting. I just should wait till I'm done laughing to start talking.
Oh my God.
Queefer is totally retweeting.
Oh my God. I'm getting a headache. I feel like Brian.
I'm dying.
This has never happened before. I've never gotten a headache.
String cheese.
Oh. Anyway.
I can't believe that Kiefer's retweeting.
Kiefer was retweeting that all those quotes. I remember that bit where I didn't know if Jack Black was born, which was really stupid. So, if Jack Black will be in that movie, he has been born.
Oh my gosh. Well, you're not the brightest.
Made
this dude here has two dicks.
What?
This dude here has two fully functioning dicks.
Okay, I'm turning this off.
Your brand's like, that's enough. That's where we draw the line.
God, everyone got to hear the majesty of Queefer tittling.